This time, Jackal caught Garcia's lance and used it to yank him from his mount. He grabbed the cavalero's cloak, pulled it over his head, and punched his face through the dusty cloth. Garcia fell flat. Jackal motioned at the fallen cavalero.
"I think that's a good lesson for these virgins. Don't you agree?"
Captain Bermudo was no fool. He saw the chance being offered. With a curt nod, he took it. Garcia was less wise. He yanked the cloak from his head, revealing a mouth dripping blood and venom.
"Captain!"
Garcia seethed, an accusing finger sweeping between Jackal and Oates.
"I demand these two be brought back to the Castile and hanged."
Jackal laughed.
"Hanged? You're not dead, Frail. A trade of insults. You bust my nose, I smash your teeth. That's it. It's done."
Garcia was deaf to good sense. His vengeful stare shifted up to Bermudo.
"Captain?"
He spoke the rank, but it sounded far from the respect due a superior. Jackal and Oates shared a look. What was this? A gem of sweat studded the center of Bermudo's upper lip. He looked torn, chewing on a choice that was making him angry.
"Bermudo?"
Jackal tried to get the man's attention, but was shouted down by Garcia.
"You will languish here forever, Captain."
It was a threat, and it made Bermudo's mind.
"Take them," he commanded.
"Think twice, you prickly-lipped eunuchs."
Jackal smiled. The voice was ill-humored, commanding, and familiar. The cavaleros were lowering their lances, every mouth agape.
"Perfect timing, Fetch,"
Jackal called over his shoulder. He gave the men a gloating smile before turning around. A moment later, his own jaw fell open. Fetching stood upon the roof of the brothel with a stockbow in each hand, loaded and trained on the riders. She was stark naked.
"You're bleeding, Jack, and I am awakened very early. Someone is going to die."
"You filthy ash-coloreds," Garcia shrieked. "You will all dangle from a gibbet. Take them, men, take them."
"That one," Oates grunted.
"That one,"
Fetching confirmed, and shot Garcia through the eye.